Johnny, we are here at the 2018 PSEU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri, America's heartland.
Yes.
And look who I ran into, Mr. Anish Chopra. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So what are you talking about today? You're one of the keynote speakers here. And so what are you talking about today? What's on the agenda?
Increasingly, more and more of our services are moving to the internet. Mm-hmm. So we have these growing digital services, but it brings with them a lot of threats around cybersecurity.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to balance that tension between opening up the data for innovation so we can have more delightful consumer experiences while locking it down to protect the security and privacy for the consumers themselves. So how to strike that balance will be the heart of my message.
So what are I don't want to steal your thunder here, but what are a couple of key takeaways that the audience will receive today?
Well, the good news is you can have your cake and eat it too.
Yay.
You can open up more and more of your data to make better experiences while securely enabling consumers to access it. And so how to do that is to take advantage of more modern technologies, something called an application programming interface.
Okay.
So
APIs?
I'll talk about APIs. And so the power of an open API that would allow third parties to come in and get access to the consumer's data. Mm-hmm. You build it once, and you can reuse that infrastructure to support multiple options. So
okay.
The premise basically is the federal government's doing its part to try to protect the country's cyber defenses, mm-hmm. but the technical standards that are being promulgated can be deployed at each and every credit union so that they have that confidence when they communicate with a consumer or an app in the consumer's hands. Mm-hmm. It can be done through a very high quality, standards-based gateway.
Oh, fantastic.
We need for the industry.
No doubt. How do they keep up, though, with all the technology out there, especially on the cybersecurity side? Because there seems to be change. After our conversation here, something major will have changed by the end of it. So how do they keep up?
Well, the good news is we've established more of a multi-stakeholder process. It used to be the case where the government would hand down tablets and say, thou shalt do this to be secure.
Yeah, right.
Or let it be free market. Let anyone figure this thing out and we all kind of lose.
Yeah.
What we've got now is this kind of an idea of an associative model.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are working at this together. Let's all collaborate.
Right.
And together we're going to come up with what's called the cybersecurity framework.
Mm-hmm.
It's a body of work that we all contribute to and then can all benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
And it lives. So anytime something new or difficult comes up, the framework helps to embrace it. So we've got some North Star that we can use to work off of. It doesn't come at the pace of government. It doesn't come at the pace of Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
It's the benefit of a collaborative model. And that's, I think, the right posture for going forward.
And that's kind of the credit union wheelhouse is collaboration.
Yeah.
So we our kind of mantra right now is we have to collaborate to compete.
Yes.
So and that's what we do really, really well.
Yes.
So you're going to be talking to you're going to be preaching to the choir a little bit today.
And I'll end with a bit of a story.
Sure.
In Virginia, we were trying to tackle the challenge of payday lending
mm-hmm.
and the high cost, sort of almost insidious nature with which people get trapped just to get short-term debt.
Mm-hmm.
We constructed a model under Governor Kaine's leadership and the local credit union, the Virginia Credit Union, and we said, what's a public-private partnership model?
Yeah.
And I'll be sharing a bit about the results, but the bottom line is lower default rates, much lower interest rates, much greater expanded access to capital, and much better customer service. And frankly, a problem is solved. And that's the key, collaboration to solve problems.
No doubt. Let's get one last thing here, your book.
Yeah.
Innovative State, how
new technologies
I'll let you do it.
Transform government. Yeah.
Trying to read my writing.
It is the notion that we used to have this left-right divide. Do you believe in subsidizing something versus deregulating it and let the market roam? And what we're seeing in this cybersecurity example is there's just now a new model. And it's confusing because Republicans and Democrats both embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this notion of a more innovative state. So if we can collaborate between the public sector and the private sector in this increasingly digital economy, data held by the government can be collaborated and brought to bear in the private sector to help us on financial literacy and expanding incomes and putting our talent to its highest and best use, addressing healthcare costs. So now we're seeing a new model of solving problems that's more about the future versus the past, not the left versus the right. And the book tried to capture that sentiment and try to bring an army of people at all levels of government to embrace the movement and join.
Indeed, indeed. Well, that's a great message to end on. And I assume folks can go onto Amazon and grab the book there.
Yes, Innovative State. It's available on Amazon or any of your preferred alternative choices. And we thank you so much for hearing me out.
All right. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, Anish.
Right.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Good job.